Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager. We come back to you after a break. Last time humne aapko jab post kiya tha to the markets were in turmoil and severe correction was going on. And as we had advised that in severe correction in high panic, it is not advisable to stop or pause SIPs. In fact, maybe increase the quantum if you can. At least not sell stocks in panic. और हमने ये देखा कि दैट इंडियन मार्केट्स वेंट थ्रू एन ओवर रिएक्शन इन करेक्शन बिकॉज ऑफ वैल्यूएशंस एंड देन पोस्ट दैट देर वॉज अ थ्रेट ऑफ ट्रम्प्स टैरिफ वॉर्स बट व्हेन इट गॉट रिवर्स्ड वी सॉ दैट द मार्केट हैज कम बैक अ लिटिल स्ट्रॉन्गर देन व्हाट वी एक्सपेक्टेड बट इट हैज़ कम बैक सो ओवर द लास्ट टू मंथ्स अप्रैल एंड मई एंड नाउ टिल नाउ देर हैव बीन सेवरल disruptions apart from the tariff wars there was india pakistan conflict and now recently what we see the israel iran war that has escalated markets have taken most of these events in their stride and investors ko ye samajhna hai ki that you know pockets of opportunity keep on coming up for example if we see we analyze the last couple of months development especially in the defense stocks they were severely beaten down 50% even more in the correction because they went up also too high and because of the fact that geopolitical tensions are rising war scenarios are on the rise defense stocks took the mainstay again in fact defense stocks probably will be in focus for some more time because of the scenario worldwide so एक चीज़ सीखनी हमको ये है दैट व्हेन एक्सट्रीम पैनिक आता है एट दैट टाइम वी शुड नॉट बी गिविंग इनटू न्यूज़ लुकिंग एट व्हाट अदर्स आर डूइंग एंड एक्सेसिंग मोर ऑफ फियर न्यूज़ बिकॉज दैट सेंटिमेंट इज़ नेगेटिव एंड पुल्स डाउन आवर डिसीजन मेकिंग कैपेसिटी एट दैट टाइम ये हमको सीखना चाहिए एंड आई होप मैनी ऑफ अस हैव लर्न दैट इन फैक्ट वी हैव ऑल्सो लर्न समवट इन दिस लास्ट टू मंथ्स And IT stocks have also come back. You know, if you saw that IT was beaten out badly, they have also come back. So overall, the scenario right now, what it looks like. Let us examine what has gone in the last 2 months we have seen. But currently, what is the major impact that can happen to the markets is due to this escalation in the Israel-Iran war. And as we record this, we have just come to know that US has also bombed Iran and probably, you know, that can escalate the matter more. So, what we were actually looking in the last 10 days or so was to wait and watch. Because the markets were also giving that indicator. If you saw, there was listless, bolte sideways movement, which means market was not comfortable ki what will happen because of US not giving a clear stand. And now US has given a clear stand. So let us see what happens on the markets in terms of when we open on Monday. But any sort of severe reaction could be a signal to add. Because generally speaking, these escalations, they die down. Higher chance. We cannot predict. But currently, due to oil price spiking, the first thing is that because of this escalation, oil price will spike. And it has already, crude will go up. Now, crude going up is bad for India, especially because, you know, we are net importers. So it impacts especially those sectors which are oil price sensitive. Lekin jo sectors which sell oil, refineries and oil petroleum exports and products around that, they will probably benefit because the oil price has gone up. So, you know, they will refining margins should go up also. But that said, wait and watch is a better strategy for now. See how the markets react. If they are in more turmoil than what we anticipate, then probably it's a good opportunity to add. Because usually these escalations, they calm down. One side will take action, another side will take action. And then, you know, there will be claims of victory or, you know, we have done enough. Because no country actually can afford a long and prolonged escalation in any zone, especially the United States has, you know, a lot of their own internal issues to handle with a huge debt and economy on the brink of recession. Well, that said, we will continue now more to give you commentary on what has to be done from a neutral point of view. Again, we don't recommend any buy or sell. That's not our goal. Hamara goal ye hai yahan pe that we can give you some kind of neutral commentary and keep the facts in perspective and what can investor think from a cool head. So, that done, this is